If you have ever seen the Disney movie, The Lion King, you may recall the scene where Scar, Mufasa's rival, is lamenting that he will never be king. He famously sighs, "Life's not fair, is it?" If you haven't seen the movie, I won't spoil it for you, but Scar takes matters into his own claws, and things don't work out well for either of them. Life's not fair, is it? More exact words have never been spoken. But has life been fair for you lately? Our theme for this meditation from Psalm chapter 127 is fairness, justice, and recognizing the sovereign blessings of God in your life, even when life doesn't seem fair. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and a place where you can ponder and reflect on divine blessings that do exist in and around you. You may start by listening and joining in this responsive reading and prayer from Proverbs chapter 16 and respond, "Lord God, thank you for your fair blessings." May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of his word. The heart of man plans his way, but the Lord establishes his steps. And Lord God, thank you for your fair blessings. An oracle is on the lips of a king. His mouth does not sin in judgment. And Lord God, thank you for your fair blessings. A just balance and scales are the Lord's. All the weights in the bag are his work. And Lord God, thank you for your fair blessings. Now spend a few moments in silent prayer, moving from thoughts of injustice to thoughts of fairness. Moving from inequity to balance, and moving from thoughts of you to thoughts of God. Continue on in silent prayer as you become aware and reflect upon the blessings of God in and around you. How are you aware of his blessings right now? What do you hear, feel, taste, and even smell around you that are examples of his fair and kind mercies? Your mind may wander as you consider it. I give you that permission. But return back to the merciful blessing of simply being in his presence now, here. Consider here that even your breathing is a fair blessing from God. So let the silence continue as you become even more deeply aware of God's blessings, alert to his Spirit, and mindful of Christ in your quiet breathing. If they weren't before, begin to close your eyes, and let's continue by taking three deep breaths. Slow breaths together. As you inhale and exhale, begin to whisper silently, "Lord God, thank you for your blessings." Lord God, thank you for your blessings. As you breathe deeply, ponder what the Holy Spirit reveals of God's mercies. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Allow the word blessing to become your centering prayer for this next minute. Be satisfied with the fairness of God as you listen to Psalm chapter 127, verse 1 from the New King James Version. Are you laboring and prospering with the Lord? Well, listen to this song of ascents from Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. What truth did you hear? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. Laboring and prospering with the Lord, a song of ascents from Solomon. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Did something sound new or refreshing? We'll allow this next minute to be a time to settle even deeper into an appreciation for the consistent blessings of God. Listen once more, but consider it now from the New Living Translation. A song for pilgrims ascending to Jerusalem. A Psalm of Solomon. Unless the Lord builds a house, the work of the builders is wasted. Unless the Lord protects a city, guarding it with sentries will do no good. It is useless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night, anxiously working for food to eat. For God gives rest to his loved ones. What in this passage will stay with you? We'll spend a minute to allow any self-centered thoughts to just float on by. Give selfish thoughts no power, but replace them with an awareness of a balanced life and blessings offered only by God. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen once now from the New International Version. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. How is God challenging you right now? Are you laboring in vain to chart your own path? Are you fighting to stay awake in vain, rather than letting the Lord guard you as you rest? Well, spend a minute now in quiet solitude, accepting the blessings of the Father, the mercies of the Son, and the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Accept now the sovereign rule of the triune God. Resting with your eyes closed softly in imaginative contemplation, let us return to where we began in Psalm chapter 16. A man's mind plans his way as he journeys through life, but the Lord directs his steps and establishes them. A just balance and honest scales are the Lord's. All the weights of the bag are his concern, and established by his eternal principles. In biblical times, a fair and balanced scale was vital in the marketplace. Weights were carefully guarded to stay reliable and true. So for this next minute, I want you to imagine the scales balancing your life. Do you feel like life is tipped against you? Well, I want you to watch as the Lord places weights and blessings in your life to balance it. Rest here, becoming aware of His divine blessings, and feel your life begin to balance. Take a moment now to return once again to your breathing. Soft, whispered breaths of surrender to God's sovereignty. It's the blessing of His presence. Let that be your meditation, whether at the beginning or at the end of your day. Lord God, thank you for your blessings. Let that be the word the Holy Spirit uses to guide you. Blessings. An awareness of the blessing of His presence. And let me pray now that you encounter the blessing of the peace and presence of God, that you avoid laboring in vain to chart your own path, and that you not stay awake in vain, but let the Lord guard you as you rest. Now may you know the love of Christ, the guidance of the Spirit, and the blessings of God. Amen. So when you're ready, whether at the sunrise or sunset of your day, expect to face moments of inequity, but then be reminded of His mercies, because it is then and there you will encounter the true blessings of God.